This reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be," Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. It is amazing how the young woman Mary is fully obedient to the Lord, even though she doesn't fully understand the implications of what is about to happen to her. We hold up Mary as a woman of strong faith. Her faith is strong not simply because she listens, but it is strong because she accepts God's word, even when she doesn't fully understand it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know that many times in our lives we hold back our faith because we cannot fully understand what is happening in our lives. We ask this morning that you give us the boldness to step out and act, allowing you to guide us when the way is uncertain. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you.
This is the time in our service when we collect our offering. I'd like to ask the ushers to come forward, and I believe you'll be listening to an offertory while we do this.
Still in God's love. the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voice. For the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Let ever, ever praise thee. Noel, Noel, O night divine, Noel, Noel, O night divine, Noel, Noel.
Need to get you a cape there for a minute. Oh my gosh. Wow, thank you for putting all that together. And thank you for keeping some of these people off the streets.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah, I know. Julia Lineweaver, if we didn't give her something to do, this... Thank you for a holy night. Wasn't that beautiful? Wow, yeah. I just had to sit there with my eyes closed and listen. It was so hard not to sing. I knew that wouldn't help. It wasn't going to add anything to what was happening, but I just wanted to, wow. And to you all, boy, what a beautiful job you guys did with the brass. It was, as a person that can't play anything, I'm very, especially appreciative of that and of your talents. And a wide group of people Joel works with and puts together. Would you thank him again for putting this together today? Yeah. We're so blessed with our choir and our handbells to have the folks that are here. We're very blessed that they want to use those gifts to glorify God and to be a blessing. So, there's time for a sermon, but I'm not going to do it. How about, I know. Yeah. Julie, I deserved that, didn't I? I deserved that. Let's take a moment to pray. Lord Jesus, as we conclude today, we are so thankful that you have blessed people with the gift of music. And that today they took it up strictly to glorify you beyond their own joy and their own gifts. The songs that we heard today celebrate the gift of Jesus and the celebration that you sent your Son to walk this earth, to live and to die and to rise again on our behalf. We're so grateful for that. We're so thankful for the time, the many hours of practice that folks put in to make this happen, their hearts as they were worshiping you, Father, through this and blessing us in the process. Thank you that you've given us an opportunity this season to celebrate with special things, decorations and music, lights, meals, gatherings of family, to be able to reflect on all the blessings you've given to us, and especially this life and Jesus himself. And so we look forward to the day when we will be able to sing with all the angels about what a night divine that was when you sent Jesus. Send us forth in that spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.